What's going on? Brian Jones here. This is the Network Marketing Mobsters Radio.
You're listening to Network Marketing Mobsters with Chris and Brian Jones. How do network marketers like us, who realize the untapped potential of network marketing, scale and automate our business without relying on friends, family, or coworkers? How are the top guys attracting talent and building their teams so they can enjoy the lifestyle they've always dreamed of and give back to those in need? That is the million-dollar question, and this podcast will give you the answer. Join us on our journey as we learn, apply, and share real marketing tips for network marketers. This is Network Marketing Mobsters Radio.
What is up, marketing mobsters? How are y'all doing? How's your week treating you, huh? How's it going? All right. Well, today's episode, I'm going to talk about reverse engineering your goals. And I always kind of feel like a fraud when I talk about this because I'm not the guy who should be given advice yet on goal setting and follow through and all that. But I am learning a lot through the course that I'm in. And basically, the way to reach your goals is to reverse engineer. You have to know what your goals are and then take the steps in different increments, different chunks, and then apply it. So I'm actually talking about a business plan that I have, and this has four quadrants. So if you remember in school, oh my God, the XY graph. Jeez, you remember that? Ugh, man. I suck at math. I've always like barely got by in math. Like that's anyway. But yeah, so imagine there's four quadrants. And then the let's see here. The top left, you're going to have the 3-year vision, and that's your why. So also, that's what your motivation is. That's what you're striving for. That's, you know, that's your 3-year vision. And that's metrics. So everything goes from like metrics, like your sales and profits, your motivation, what's your lifestyle like, what's your structure, who's in your team, like who are you surrounding yourself with, do you have an exit strategy, as far as motivation, what's your purpose and what are you feeling, and your lifestyle, you know, what leverage do you have, what balance, I mean, you got to write these down in your 3-year vision. So you don't want to work, I mean, obviously you're not going to want to be working 100 hours a week and not spending any time with your kids. So this is a chance for you to, for your 3-year vision, write down your goals, write down what you think your ideal life is going to be like. Okay, so that's your 3-year vision, the why, and that's in the upper left quadrant. So if you take a piece of paper and draw a cross or draw a lowercase, oh, you know how to draw a quadrant. Jeez, I'm not going to insult your intelligence. Yeah, draw two lines, one line in the middle. And yeah, so the quadrant and the top left is your 3-year vision. So go ahead and write that down on the top of the quadrant there. 3-year vision, and beside it, write why in parentheses. And then you're going to write metrics, and in parentheses beside metrics, sales and profits. Below that, you're going to write motivation, and you're going to write purpose and feeling in parentheses. And then below that, lifestyle in parentheses, leverage and balance. And then below that is structure, and in parentheses, team and exit. So here's what, like, so you're going to want to write down, give yourself enough room to write down all of those, all your goals inside that 3-year vision. Okay. Now beside that, in the quadrant beside it, in the top right, you're going to write 1-year goals. And then besides that, you're going to write the what. Okay. So what are your metrics for 1-year goals? And then beside that, sales and profit. You know, how much sales do you want to make? How much profit do you want to make? Deliverables. Below metrics, you're going to write deliverables. These are your products that you're going to be selling, that I'm going to be selling. And what are you going to charge them? What's the price? So yeah, totally like consider yourself 1 year from now, what products are you going to have and how much are you going to sell them for? And that's going to determine your 3-year vision, sales and profits as well. Below deliverables, write business capacity, and in parentheses, ability to scale. So this is very important because in most network marketing companies, the ability to scale dwindles down once you've talked to all your friends and family, and you have to constantly grow your network to keep talking to new people. But with this model, with when we're doing everything online and using chatbots and automation and all this stuff, the ability to scale is astronomical because we can reach people all over the world. And yes, I did say chatbots. We are rolling out a program where we're going to be using chatbots to grow our downline. It's going to be freaking amazing. I can't wait to share that with you guys. Okay, so now let's go into the lower part. So the bottom, underneath three-year vision, the bottom left, you're going to write the 90-day strategy. And beside that, in parentheses, is how. So how are you going to attain these goals? Well, the 90-day strategy, you have three key projects you're working on. That's three key projects, okay? So what are the projects that you want to do? Underneath the three key projects, you're going to write actionable. And then below actionable is measurable. So with these goals, what are you going to launch? All right, obviously, like for me, my 90-day strategy at one point was launching the podcast. Boom, I got that done. So now I am launching my mini course, which I'm like 80% done with. And then the other key project is the application funnel. So, but that's a 90-day strategy. So I still have about 45 days on my target before I can do that. But they're measurable too. So you have to be able to measure what you're doing in with these three projects. Okay, so that's the 90-day strategy, and that's the how. So beside that, underneath the one-year goals, if you're still looking at that quadrant, you're going to write this week's actions. Now, this is obviously going to change every week. And I recommend taking like a sticky note and just putting it on top of each week as you go on. So this week's actions, and that's going to be 4 to 5 items. You know, when I was in Boise and I heard Don Hobbs speak, that's what he said. He said anything more than 5 and you're really just pushing yourself too thin. You have to really dedicate the time on the 4 to 5 actions that you have to take. And that's on a weekly basis. So, for example, publishing weekly, that's one goal. Finishing a video is another task. So these are all things that you do weekly, but they accrue as you go on. Does that make sense? So another thing that Don Hobbs was saying, and this was also in the book, The One Thing by Gary Keller, which is a great book. If you haven't read it, I would check it out. The one thing, the most important thing that needs to be done during the day, whatever that is for you, you should totally do that between 8 to 12 or whenever you're most focused. So for me, I know like around 2 or 3 o'clock, I tend to tire out the day. I pick up my girls from daycare at 5. But then about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night, I get a second wind and I knock out a lot of things. But the point is, find the time that you're most like you're on it, you're focused, and knock out that one thing, and then the rest of those you can do that daily. You know, that's your 4 to 5 action items right there. Knock them out every day, every morning when you're most focused. So I want to share with you guys my goals as far as my 3-year vision and my business plan, basically. So again, I'm looking at the quadrant, right? 3-year vision is my why. The metrics, I have 1,000 person downline and making $250,000 a year. My motivation is I'm helping dads and I'm helping husbands gain financial freedom, travel, and live life on their terms. That's my motivation. My lifestyle, I have annual trips and vacations with my team and my crew, and we live life on our own terms. You know, we can take family vacations and make money, not lose money. That's a goal. And my lifestyle, I already said lifestyle. And we have a team of hardworking, like-minded people. All right, that's my 3-year vision. So I've already stated my metrics, 1,000 person downline. I'm making $250,000 a year. And actually, if I have 1,000 person downline, I'm likely making a lot more than that. But that's just a rough estimate. Motivation, helping dads and husbands gain financial freedom, travel, and live life on their terms. Lifestyle, annual trips and vacations with my team and my family, family vacations, retreats, mastermind meetings, and just have a team of hardworking, motivated, like-minded people. That's my my why, okay? Now, my one-year goals, my metrics, 50,000 a year, okay? 20 people in my downline. So I'm giving myself enough a conservative goal because I know I can reach this goal. Deliverables, I want a mini course, a membership site, and my products for my network marketing company. I have a paid prospecting funnel and application funnel. So paid prospecting, if you remember what I talked about, paid prospecting is a way that you can get paid even if people don't join your downline. So this is all marketing right here. So paid prospecting, you're coming up with an offer or a product that solves somebody's solution. And that way, you know, the goal here is not to pocket that money, but it is to put it in more ads and more products. But that's my one-year goal, paid prospecting and application funnels, and I want to get those knocked out. So my 90-day strategy, three key projects. Remember, I told you about the three key projects. I'm launching my mini course, my paid prospecting funnel, and two workshops teaching marketing for network marketers. And I'm actually, and that's going to be within 90 days. So pretty soon I'm going to come up with a workshop. And inside this workshop, I'm going to open it up. I'm going to let everybody who's inside network marketing or interested in it come in and basically learn the marketing tactics and everything that I'm learning. So I'm just going to share it with you guys. That's how this game is played. You know, now on my sticky note side, underneath my one-year goals, I have my now, which is this week's action plans. And this week, I'm publishing two episodes. I'm working on that marketing workshop, and I'm finishing up the 5-video mini course. So that's my goals this week. If you remember last podcast, I talked about Tony Montana calling your shot, right? So this is me publicly calling my shot. I'm telling you guys what I want to do, and I'm telling you guys how I plan on doing it. So, in the comments below, or hit me up on Instagram or Facebook, and let me know what are your goals? What's your why? What's your 3-year visions? How are you going to achieve it? What are your 1-year goals? And what are you going to do this week that's going to help you achieve all of these? Okay? Well, that's another episode. I thank you so much for listening and being with me on my journey as I am documenting my journey. So thank you for all the kind words and the messages that I've been getting. It means a lot. It helps me keep going. So thanks again, and see you next episode. Peace out, Pisons.
Peace.
What's up, mobsters? Thanks for listening to the show. If you want more information on marketing and how you can get what we talk about in your business, head over to networkmarketingmobradio.club/jointhemob and sign up for a free mini course on marketing for your network marketing business. And please, if you enjoyed this episode, please give us a review and a 5-star rating. Thanks, Pisons.